It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
To me, the whole thing with the finger under between the legs, antiquated.
Archaic.
Oh, it is.
I mean, the whole thing is freaking silly.
Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Bill, back in March when we spoke to you at the league meetings there, you talked a little bit about how you'd be working in conjunction with some of the other coaches on the offensive side. I know it's really early, but how has that process gone thus far with the time you guys have spent on the field?
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I work with all the coaches. Just try to be involved in everything. So I think that's the head coach's job. Support all parts of the program.
Have those jobs been specified for Joe and Matt in particular? They told us that, you know, Joe's been working with the quarterbacks and Matt a little bit with the offensive line, but those guys have titles.
Do we have titles? Yeah, look, there's a lot of jobs that we have to do. We're all working on those things now. It's May. They'll change in June, they'll change in August, they'll change in September. We'll evolve and do the things timely that we need to do. I mean, if you're asking about game plans, we're like months away from that. Months.
Maybe not game plans, but how about like the one role that we asked those two guys about was the play caller role. Is that one
months away
from having a play caller?
Months away. Months.
Play caller.
Well, what plays are we calling?
Oh.
Mini camp plays?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to coach the team, coach the players. We're going to get them ready to go. We're going to game plan. We have to game plan. We'll play call. Do all the things that we need to do and compete in games. Right now, we're a month away from that.
All right, here we go. Felger and Maz. Again, Mike is out today. Adam Jones alongside today.
Hey.
In fact, what we've done, Murray's also out today. What we've done this afternoon is we've imported the night show. Okay, we have imported the night show. What's the word when you like one company absorbs another? You know,
acquired?
Whatever it is.
Merger?
Merger.
No, I think we've absorbed. We've eaten the night show. We've taken them on. I can neither confirm nor deny that Jones and I will do a Sterling Waldman recreation at some point during the program today.
Okay.
But 617-779-0985. Here's what we're going to do. We've been a ton of basketball this week, followed from the Celtics, the Kyrie Irving news in anticipation of the draft, in anticipation of free agency, all of the above. So what we're going to do today is we're actually going to go back to football. We'll do some football for a little while. And one of the things I want to touch on relates to an interesting poll that came out here in the last couple of days, which relates to Bill Belichick. Okay, so Jimmy, we can open up the phone, 617-779-0985. We'll do that right out of the gate. But sportsbetting.ag, which again is a gambling site, okay, sportsbetting.ag annually puts out odds for which coach in the NFL will get fired first. This is something they do every year. Typically, Bill Belichick is at the bottom of this list with a handful of coaches, but he's among a very select group with the longest odds of being fired. Okay, that would be the quote-unquote bottom tier, if you're familiar with Maz's tiers. Okay, the bottom tier. He is no longer on that bottom tier. In other words, sportsbetting.ag has determined that Bill Belichick's odds of being fired this year are better, really, than they've been in any season in recent memory. Maybe any season since his early Patriots career. Okay, so that's really what the point is. And to give you an idea of what we're talking about here, the coach with the number one odds of being fired in the NFL, Matt Rhule of Carolina, 3-1, being the first coach fired, okay? First NFL head coach to be fired or resign, Matt Rhule, 3-1. Mike McCarthy, Dallas, 5-1. Pete Carroll, Seattle, 6-1. Then Frank Reich in Indianapolis, Ron Rivera with the Commanders. Those five guys are at the top of the list. The guys at the bottom, meaning they have the least chance of being the first coach fired, Sean McVay, reigning Super Bowl champion, 100-1. Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills, 100-1. Josh McDaniels, Vegas Raiders, 100-1.
Oh, he even made it through his first year in Denver, so that makes sense.
And Andy Reid, 100-1. Okay, so now, before I get to you guys, because there is a bigger picture question to be asked here. To me, these odds reflect two things. Okay, two things. One is the standing of the coach and how entrenched he is in a certain place, how successful he is, his resume, for lack of a better word, how cemented he is in both his market and his league. Andy Reid, for example, I would put in that group. Andy Reid, obviously, has been in Kansas City for a while, 100-1. The Chiefs did not get into the Super Bowl last year. I mean, certainly there's a lot of pressure in Kansas City. But aside from Andy Reid standing in the league, I also think what these odds makers are telling you, or telling us, is that they think Kansas City's probably going to be pretty good on top of it. In other words, Reid's a good coach, has a history of being a good coach, and on top of that, they think the Chiefs are going to be pretty good. Obviously, McDaniels is a first-year coach. I think they're just saying he's not going to get fired right out of the gate. And you'll notice that the odds are relatively low on a lot of first-year coaches in here. But the bottom line is this. Bill Belichick, his odds have basically been cut in half. He's now in the middle of the pack.
50-1.
On this list. He's 50-1. And just to give you an idea, Jones, Bill Belichick has the same odds of being the first coach fired as Lovie Smith and Todd Bowles. Okay, now both of those guys are going to be head coaches again this year for the first time with a new team. But I also think that there's an element here of the Patriots might not be very good, and this is why Belichick has zipped up the list.
No, I see what you're saying. It's a combination of his standing as a coach who could be at the end of the line versus his team not being very good, which is a factor in this list as well.
Absolutely.
Kansas City, you know, the Rams, Buffalo, all those teams are supposed to be good. That's part of the reason none of those guys are expected to get fired.
Right, and as further example of that, here's a name that I'll give you. A coach that is behind Belichick, that is not a first-year coach with a new team, and whose odds of being fired as the first coach fired are lower than Belichick's, is Brandon Staley with the Chargers. Brandon effing Staley with the Chargers. 66-1. That clown who goes for it on fourth down all the time, even when he shouldn't. That guy, according to this site, has lower odds of being the first coach fired than Bill Belichick does. So now my question is this fair? Is this a fair assessment of where Belichick is? And I don't even mean in the eyes of his owners. I mean in terms of where the Patriots are, what's at stake. When we look at guys who could get fired around the league, typically we would all spit out names. And now this site is telling us that Bill Belichick is in the middle of the pack, and a guy like Brandon Staley's got a better chance of keeping his job than Bill Belichick does. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah. They've been, what, 500 for the last 2 years. They got smoked in the playoffs last year. They couldn't figure out how to get off the field against Buffalo defensively. Let's see. Let's keep building on this. They've fallen off in December, 3 straight seasons. He shoved the greatest player of all time out the door. He's 70. The team's not very good. Yeah. Of course it's fair. He's middle of the pack, I think. I think there's 15 coaches with, shorter odds or more likely to get fired or resigned before him, which means he's right smack dab in the middle of the pack. That's probably about right. I don't think Bill's on the hot seat, per se. A bad start to the year or a bad overall season, maybe he will be. But I don't think he's on the hot seat going into the year. But he's closer to the hot seat than he's maybe ever been, or at least since, you know, 2000, 2001. This is probably the closest he's been to the hot seat. And I do think that's fair.
Arcand?
I think it's fair, but for different reasons. I think it's fair because only a couple coaches get fired every year. You know, it's usually the guys that you mentioned in the beginning there, the Pete Carrolls and Matt Rhule and those guys. Like, you get three or four coaches fired. It's right that Bill Belichick has long odds because the only way he could get fired this year is if there's, like, a real crash and burn for this team and Mac Jones and everything else. If this thing really goes off the rails this year, and I don't think that Vegas is saying that's going to happen, then, yeah, I think it would be in the conversation. But I don't think that that's all that realistic. So, yeah, 50-1 odds, like those are long odds. I think that's fair.
Okay, but again, 50-1 means he's in the middle of the pack.
Sure.
That's what it means. It means that Bill Belichick's not getting the respect that and the latitude that he has gotten in the past.
And they pointed out in the story, this is really the first time Bill hasn't been on that long odds tier where Andy Reid and Sean McVay and everybody else is. Like, this is the first time he hasn't been on that tier.
Exactly.
So it's a jump for him, which I do think is I was about to say eye-opening. I guess I'm not that surprised, but I think it's significant.
To me, it's also significant. And you know what? I think it's 100% fair. I'm curious as to what Patriots fans think, because I think we've all gotten a sense that maybe Bill Belichick doesn't have the same latitude with the fan base that he has had in the past since you-know-who left. And I'm not sure he's in the strongest position either. And when I say that, the team doesn't look very good, at least relative to some of the other teams across the landscape in the AFC. We all know what that looks like. Denver has improved. Indianapolis brought in another quarterback. Cleveland brought in Deshaun Watson. So there are all these other teams now that appear to have passed the Patriots on the landscape. Miami might have even passed you inside of the division. We'll see how that one shakes out. But that's a good way of putting it, Jones. He's not on the hot seat. Is he riding shotgun? Or is he close? Can he be bumped over onto the hot seat if things don't go the right way? Because I think he can. And I don't think it's a stretch at all to say this. I have felt this way for a long time. That once Brady left and the Cam Newton year happened, well, now I'm looking at it and I'm saying, okay, well, you better turn this thing around. Because year to year, I will make a judgment on coach just like I made it on quarterback. Bill Belichick is 70 years old. So what are we doing here? This idea that, what, Bill Belichick all of a sudden is going to have a second wind at age 70? And I'm not totally ruling out because, look, he is a high achiever. But I'm telling you that I could totally see this thing continuing to go sideways. Their coaching staff is a joke.
Right. No coordinators on either side of the ball.
So I think it is 100% totally fair. And I have said this numerous times in this program before today and before this poll. I'm going year to year with Bill Belichick now. That's what I'm doing. I'm curious as to the tolerance level of the fan base as the Patriots go forward. So again, what do you think? 617-779-0985 on Felger and Mass.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Back in your face. Suck it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know if I've ever seen you play center at practice. Did you have a little fun getting your hands on the ball and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Back to the Wesleyan days, right?
Yeah, we didn't have shotgun then.
Okay, so this was an exchange Belichick had with a member of the media or members of the media going back to the beginning of the month. This was a couple of weeks ago at OTAs, mini camp, one of those. And again, the answers were a little short there. This gets worse. This gets a little worse. So let me just play for you the exchanges Belichick had with members of the media here. You can always gauge what kind of mood Bill's in or how engaging he is by what kind of answer he gives and how long it is. The shorter it is, the more he thinks you're an idiot. And on that particular day, he just wants to get out of Dodge. So like anybody, it's like, yeah, whatever. Okay, he starts giving it, yeah, like always. Yep. Which brings me to this. Let's just play a few of them in a row here, if we could, Jimmy. We'll do 3, 4, and 5 in order, okay? So again, this is, just generic questions about...
Yeah, let's take a ride on the Belichick Express here. Okay, this is good. You want some snorts right in your eyeball. 1, 2, 3. Here you go. Let's hear these.
We've seen a few guys out here playing maybe different positions than we've seen them. Is that an indication that they're switching positions, or is this a time of the year where you can cross-train guys and build out their versatility?
Yeah, same thing we've talked about every year for the last 20-some years.
Okay, that's it. There you go. That's the same crap. And that was Ben Volen, who I think Bill would... happily just sneeze all over and just shoot boogers at if he had to. So that I think that was Volen. It sounded like Ben Volen. So that's the kind of answering. It's the same crap I've done for the last 20 years, Ben. Go away. Number 4, Jimmy, go ahead.
What are some of the differences? I know we've asked you this, so forgive, but the differences between playing on the left side, particularly a tackle, and right, what sort of fundamental differences are there?
Footwork's different. Same plays.
There you go. Same
place. Left foot's in front, dummy. Right foot's in front on the other side, dummy. That's pretty much all it is.
Yeah, footwork's different. Yeah. Same place.
There he's on the other side of the formation, Dumbo.
Different footwork.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to 5. Let's try that. How about the weather, Bill? Does the weather have any impact? Go ahead.
Bill, with the rain expected today, or is this an early evaluation tool in terms of the elements that these guys might play in the regular season and more ball control, things like that today?
Yeah, whatever we get out there, we go.
So that one I like especially, whatever.
I especially like that one because you know what he did the next day, Maz, after that? He canceled the minicamp practice. Oh, whatever we got. Oh, yeah, we'll just be out there no matter what. Like, you know, any elements, that's Bill Belichick. He'll practice in anything, and then the next day he cancels the whole thing. You know why? Because he was tired of talking to the media or afraid of answering questions about Judge and Patricia or whatever it was, so he canceled the whole thing. Even after he gave that hard-o answer about the weather, that's what he did the next day. So part of the reason he might be in trouble is this whole thing, the whole way he handles everything. And when it starts to go south, I've heard you guys say this a million times, the way you handle everything and, you know, treat everybody like dirt. Well, when you've used up some of your goodwill, you might get kicked to the curb faster than somebody else. I've heard you guys say that a lot. I think these odds are proof of that to a degree. He's on the hottest seat he's been on in maybe 20 years. This is partly the reason. He treats everybody like crap.
You can be...
His players, quarterback, ex-quarterback included.
You can be the biggest Richard you want if you produce results. You can be the biggest Richard you want. You start going 7-9, 7-10, 6-11, if that's what they're looking at. And the landscape in the conference is a lot tougher this year. You know what happens? People start looking at you and going, you know what? I wouldn't rule out him getting fired now. And boy, what a dink. So that's what it comes down to, especially when you have Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as your chief offensive coaches.
Yeah, and your kids on the other side, yeah.
Which we will get to here also in the balance of the hour, because this all affects Mac Jones. Obviously, it affects you as a fan. That's a less issue at the moment because you're, and I say this as a compliment, fans are generally invested here in football, particularly no matter what. So that's all good. And I just think now that there is there are significant ramifications for the Patriots failing now, whereas in the past, particularly for Bill, they could have gotten away with a little more latitude or a lot more. Not anymore. Let's take a couple of calls. Andrew's in Weymouth. Andrew, go ahead. Andrew, you there?
So
go ahead. Sorry.
I just wanted to speak on Belichick's record in New England without Tom. So with Bledsoe, I think he went 5-11. Then he had the 7-9 season with Cam. So 12-20, that's terrible. You add Mac Jones, you're still only 22-27. That's a brutal record. You're middle of the pack, lower middle, to be honest.
Okay, how come you leave out Matt Cassel, Jacoby Brissett, and Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, yeah,
why do you leave those out?
Because at least we had the winning, we still had a winning team. They had the core. Brady was still around. He had an impact on it. Now he's completely gone. When they had that 5-11 season, we had a strong quarterback. We just couldn't win games.
I
think we still have a good quarterback, but we just can't win games.
Okay, so Andrew, I include all of it. I would include everything that has happened here at quarterback, with or without Brady, since Brady became the starter. Really, since Belichick became coach is what I should say. So I include all of it. I wouldn't eliminate the ones you're talking about, because if Brady goes down, you should be able to plug another guy in and compete. They've done that better than a lot of other teams have. But overall, they're pretty ordinary.
Yeah, they haven't won a division. They haven't won a play. Talking about New England, Bill won a playoff game when he was in Cleveland without Brady, but he hasn't won a playoff game without Brady. Like, yeah, they're very ordinary, yeah.
I mean, it's basically been a 500 record when you add in Matt Cassel and Garoppolo and Brissett. Okay, it's basically a 500 record. With Brady at quarterback, they're going to the AFC Championship just about every year, and they're going to the Super Bowl, you know, more than half the time. Without, they're a 500 team that hasn't won a playoff game. So you do the math. We all know what it is. Sean's in Salem. Sean, go.
Hey, Tony. You know, I've made lines for major books for many, many years. I think you know that. But we kicked this thing around this past week and looking at five factors. And if it's based on performance and early season schedule, he's the fifth most likely coach to be fired. But what I found interesting was the major putback from everybody. I'm the only one from New England within the group. And everyone thinks Kraft won't have the ball to do it midseason. I got zero pushback that he would be deserving of it come week four or week five, which I also found interesting. I think we're in for a long season. They also think, like I do, that Bill is negligent with the group of coaches he put around him.
Sean, there's no question he's been negligent with the coaches he put around him. That's a big factor. And again, we'll get to that here in a moment as it relates to Mac Jones. But here's the other part of it, because, again, the easy thing to look at this and say, well, this is an anti-Belichick slant. I would say don't forget that just look at Belichick as a vehicle, as a coach, as he would be of any other team. A lot of the teams with coaches that potentially could get fired on this list to be the first fired are teams that Vegas or odds makers look at and think are going to be a bad teams. So if you don't want to look at it as a commentary on Bill Belichick, don't. That's fine. You should look at it as a commentary on the Patriots,
which is still a commentary on Belichick. But yes, not his aptitude, but just his roster, maybe his coaching ability this season. Right. It's look at it as a commentary on the team. They think the team is middle of the pack.
Exactly.
Which is about right.
Right. So what? And the only reason I put it that way, Jones, there are a lot of people that are Belichick loyalists that will do whatever Bill says because they believe in his, you know, his knowledge, his acumen as a coach, his history, all that, which is fine. Totally. But they're telling you, see, you always got to slip that in, huh? Yes. I'm just telling you, there are people out there that are loyal to Bill Belichick. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't agree with their logic. Like, apparently you're giving them the latitude to do. But yes, there are people out there like that exist. Yes.
So all I'm telling you is that if you don't want to believe that part of it because you're a Belichick loyalist, then you should at least be able to look at it and say they don't think you're going to be very good. Mm-hmm. The fact that Bill Belichick has entered this area where he is now one of the people who is considered a candidate, at least in the middle of the pack, to be the first coach fired, should tell you that they don't look at the Patriots as being very good.
Well, and I point this out, too. This is the odds for first coach to be fired, not only coach to be fired. So, like, I don't know. How many coaches get fired year in and year out? 6, 7, 8?
Somewhere in that area.
Like, he's getting closer to that line. Like, he's getting closer to the line of all coaches who could get. This is only the first coach. This isn't the only coach. You don't just have one coach fired. So he's getting closer and closer to that firing line, wherever it is.
It's an excellent point, Jones. John's in Connecticut. John, go.
Hey, Tony. Bill may not be delusional, but I think he's being unrealistic and thinking that age 70 is going to have all kinds of time to rebuild this thing. I mean, one way or the other, health or just how bad the team is. And if one of his goals is to keep his kids employed, he would have obviously, we think he would be better off getting proven coaches to help him. although, you know, rather than hiring these washed up head coaches, although Bill O'Brien and Josh McDonald, for that matter, are unsuccessful head coaches. So, but I don't think they have enough talent anyway to be a good team this year. I just wonder what you guys think.
Okay, so again, John, this is what I'm saying is it relates to that as well. But who brought the talent in? Bill. So this is one of the beauties of having a dictator running your football operation. All roads lead back to the same place. They all go to the same chair. So whatever it is that has gone awry in New England, it's Bill's responsibility, whether it's the roster, the coaching staff, whatever it is, it all falls on Belichick. So again, I'll tell you in the same breath that does he want to set his kids up? Yes, this is part of the problem. When you look at it, it feels like he just wants to take care of his buddies and his kids. And his buddies' kids. That's it.
And his kids' buddies.
Because otherwise, you would have yourself a much better coaching staff here than you do. The fact that the Patriots have the coaching staff they do with Mac Jones entering his second year at quarterback is really laughable. It's embarrassing. It really is. It's embarrassing. So we'll give you an interesting story that Arcand pointed to this morning regarding the coaching staff as it relates to Mac Jones. Christian has your headlines here. Don't go anywhere. We'll play that for you, or we'll read that to you when we come back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Mass.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yep. Number 18 we're up to now, and this could get some chatter out there because it was a huge quarterback class last year. We've already heard Trevor Lawrence. We've heard Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, who impressed you a lot, but did not impress you as much as this man.
No, I can't put them. I can't put any of those people in front of this guy yet. You know, and I can't lie. Going back and watching Mac Jones, it's better than I remember. And again, this is the guy we were talking about really being the rookie of the year for the majority of the year. This is the guy that was the quarterback of the football team that we were going, is this the best team in football in the middle of the year? Okay, I just wanted to point these out. At no point did we think they were that great at receiver or explosive at any of those positions to go, oh, wow, this is a really well-oiled, explosive offense. Their running game hit moments. I mean, come on. How much? I mean, Mac Jones is a rookie. They can put everything on him. It was as much pressure as far as a system and a team and a city and a fan base can be on a quarterback than we've ever seen, let alone the pictures of his body and you can't take him before you take Trey Lance or Justin Fields. He had all the pressure on him.
So that's Chris Sims. This goes back a few weeks. He does a list of quarterback rankings, NFL quarterback rankings entering the coming season. He's got Mac Jones at number 18. I mean, I think he's a little low, but whatever. I'm not going to quibble over it. The point is that Jones is somewhere in the middle. Last year, based on all the stats and the metrics and whatever else, he was in the middle of the pack in the NFL. I think many of us, Jones, I know I did, said if the Patriots get average quarterback play and play good defense, you know, they'll make the playoffs and they may be able to win a playoff game. Now, they get their doors blown off when they got there, but I would say Jones was not the problem. And by the end of the year, it was the defense. It wasn't really Jones. I mean, given that they had a rookie quarterback, they did okay. And Jones did okay. So I'll concede that, you know, somewhere in the middle. I'm not even going to ask you, Jones, because I know you'll have a more negative viewpoint than that.
He's maybe a little low, but yeah, I'd say it's about right, yeah.
But Jeremy Fowler of ESPN recently wrote a story where he rates the second-year quarterbacks entering. He had, the Jacksonville guy. Trevor Lawrence listed number one, and he had Mac Jones number two, which is good, given that, you know, Lawrence was the number one overall pick. Obviously, Jones was the fifth quarterback taken in the first round and where the Patriots got him. But he also writes this. I just want to read this because I think this all relates to Bill. Fowler writes, Jones might be atop this list, meaning of the second-year quarterbacks. He might be number one if Josh McDaniels were still his offensive coordinator. Skepticism over the Patriots' offensive coaching situation for the second-year QB looms large. Skepticism over the Patriots' offensive coaching looms large. He would be my number one by a lot, an NFL offensive coach said. Really efficient and smart player. But who's coaching him? Is it Joe Judge potentially calling plays? Okay, and then he goes on to say there was another evaluator, there may have been the same one, who said he was way too protected last year. They didn't let him push the ball at all. Others wonder if the receiving group will hold the offense back. Jones is not a guy you win with because of him at this level yet, an AFC scout pointed out. The tight ends will have to produce in the running game. Win with defense and let him manage the game. And I think that generally speaking, we all agree with that. That is what Jones is probably and is probably going to be for the majority of his career. Okay, he doesn't project as a guy who's going to light everybody up, chucking the ball all over the field.
Yeah, or even elevate the talent around him, right? If you give him good talent, then he can be a good quarterback, a top 10-ish, top 12 quarterback. But without that talent, and I don't know if they have it, then he's probably a little lower than that, and he might struggle.
Absolutely. And so this comes back to Bill. What are they asking this kid to do in year two? What are they asking him to do in year two? We all look at a story like this, and we look at Mac Jones and say, well, he has limitations, but he can be good. Jones can be good. Well, now Bill's got him surrounded by guys who aren't, you know, have no experience coaching quarterbacks, have no real experience coaching offense, and their defense has holes in it, and Bill's going to put this kid out there, and in year two, all of a sudden, they're going to ask him what? To play like a 4 or 5 year vet? It seems like a big ask. It seems like a really big ask. And if Bill Belichick gets into any sort of hot water, that failure is going to be at or near the top of the list. That will be why.
Failure to develop Mac Jones or make Mac Jones look like, you know, as good as he looked his rookie season or whatever. Right. And that's not only the thing that, like, we'll latch on to, fans will latch on to. That's the kind of thing that at least should get Robert Kraft's attention. Like, what direction's the quarterback going? Because that's the most important thing on the roster.
That will be number one on the list, that he hung Mac Jones out to dry. That'll be it. And Jones, with all the words you used, I look at it and say, he didn't support Mac Jones. Now look, maybe Jones comes out, can handle it all, plays great. They go 12-5 and finish second in the division. Who knows? I can't tell you what the hell's going to happen. Now, if you're asking me what I believe, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But he is putting the kid in a horrible spot. He really is. He's putting Jones in a horrible spot. And if it happens that way that Jones struggle, it's not going to fall on Jones. It's going to fall on Bill. Everyone will look at Bill and go, well, what did you expect when you had Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as your offensive coaches? What did you really think was going to happen?
Right. And Jacoby Myers is your number one receiver.
John's in a truck. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I had called after the draft and said that they're going to flip Trent Brown to left tackle and put Isaiah Wynn at right tackle. And they've done it now. And I tell you, I think this offensive line is better than last year's line. I'll tell you why. Trent Brown is an elite left tackle. When he played for us in 2018, he was probably the best left tackle in football. So you got him there. That's a big upgrade from Isaiah Wynn. You got a number one draft pick at left guard, replacing Ted Karras, who was a journeyman at best, a borderline starter.
Okay, so John, listen just quickly, okay? I'm going to put you on hold real quick because I think we all know what happened on the offensive line. It does look like Trent Brown's going to play on the left side.
What was his name?
This guy?
Yeah.
John.
Oh, I thought it was Dante Scarnecchia.
John in the truck. So, yeah. John, is there a point or did you just call to tell us how right you were?
No, I'm telling you that I think you guys have been bashing Belichick on all angles, and one of the angles that you guys have been bashing him on is that the offensive line is not going to protect Mac Jones this year. It's a big D grade because Karras and what's his name there? The left guard are gone. Shaq Mason.
Right guard.
Right now, Michael Owenu, okay, is
okay, John, I'm going to let you go. And again, just because you're long-winded, not because you're disagreeing with us. So, first of all, I think the primary thing we said is that they didn't do enough to upgrade his weapons. We all like DeVante Parker.
Yeah,
we
I have try to spend as little time on the offensive line as possible. Like, what's he talking about?
Yeah, so again, look, I called you 3 weeks ago and told you they should move Trent Brown. Those are the calls I hate more than anything.
Yeah.
This is like the same guy who calls up and, you know, says, you know, I told you before the series even started, watch out for Andrew Wiggins.
Right. Also, can I just say, how is that a good thing that you have to move your former first-round pick from the left to the right? How's that a good? That's a good thing? That's a good thing now for you. And you have to bring in the guy with the weight clause of 380 pounds or whatever and make him the blindside protector on the other side. That's a good thing now? That doesn't sound like a good thing.
I just have very little patience for people who want to call up and tell us how smart they are. That's our job.
Right. I have to do a lot of telling people how smart I am.
Exactly.
No one else really feels that way. I have to do a lot of projecting. Yes.
You got me on that, Arcan. That's our job.
Yeah. Who else is going to do it? Some caller? Schmuck caller? Are you kidding me?
let us do our job. I know who's playing across the offensive line. I have lots of questions. The offensive line might be the least among them, frankly, at the moment, if you want to know the truth.
Honestly, I feel good about it after that call. I feel like they're all set.
I mean, this guy did set me straight. Now they put Trent Brown on the left side. I hadn't thought of that.
You should have listened.
I mean, I don't think that's anything that anybody actually said on this program. I don't think it ever came up to get rid of Isaiah Wynn on the left side and move Trent Brown over there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything we ever really talked about. 617-779-0985. The Rob Gronkowski retirement. We touched on this yesterday. We have more developing opinions. We'll get to it when we come back on Felger and Mass.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They love each other.
That's a lie. It's bullcrap.
And the audience loves them.
I'm definitely grumpy. I don't care. Well, listen, guess what? You're in New England.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Up.
I understand. I feel that love. But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down. And I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but I really was, and I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just have to fix myself.
That goes back a few years now. It's Rob Gronkowski announcing his first retirement from football. And I remember that when that happened, and I know you're going to mock me again, Jones, like I felt like, well, good for him. Like if you were going to a bad place and you weren't reacting well to it, like and you know, you were suffering from, you know, all the concussions he's had, depression, whatever, like, get out. Good for you. I give him all the credit in the world. And the fact that he got emotional about it, no problem.
I thought you were going to say the opposite. I thought you were going to say, yeah, I knew he was going to come back. I called you and told you he was going to come back. That's what I thought you were going to say.
I thought he was really done back
then.
No,
me too. I 100% did too. I did. I fell for it.
Okay. Now he's retiring again. Within minutes of it, his agent is tweeting out, well, you never know, he could come back. Brady is basically telling everyone that, oh, yeah, you know, why don't you come back, Gronk? We'll bring you back in the middle of the year. Like, these two guys, they're clowns. They are. They've become so clownish with this whole retirement. This whole Tampa thing has lowered them, in my estimation, in a massive way. I look at the two of them like, you guys think this is all some big joke. You really do. Like, you are both now, congratulations, you are now a couple of clowns. That's what you are. You are clownish, sort of like, you know, comic relief kind of figures. That's sort of how I look at both of them. And I put Brady in the same boat after that whole calamity before the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say if they hadn't won, I might feel the same way, but I feel like this enhanced them. They went somewhere else, they won, they did it their way. Like, if you personally don't like the way they're handling it, like, them as human beings or whatever, fine. But, like, as football players, I think the whole thing elevated them. And even with the sideshow and the antics and the retiring and not retiring, like, the whole Brett Favre-esque fiasco, Favre never won again. Like, that's what made Favre such a clown. Like, what are you hanging on to him for? What's the fascination? These guys won. They're both worth it.
Yeah, I just, look, Jones, all I'm saying is this, when it comes down to this, when Gronk came back the first time, it didn't bother me that much. The fact that he's now talking about, or there were rumors about him coming back the second time, 5 minutes after he retired again, to me is clownish. And the Tampa experience, had they both just gone to Tampa and won, fine, no problem. I give them all the credit in the world. Brady's stoogery before the season began, and now this? Oh, please. Like, I've had enough of the two of them in the antics. Now, the football, I'm all for them. I'm happy to watch them play football. The off-field antics, I think they've lowered themselves. Arkan, were people mad yesterday that Gronk didn't announce, what's the word I'm looking for?
Thank the Patriots?
Yes. Were people mad about this?
I saw there were people who were mad on Twitter about that Gronkowski and his, and this isn't even a retirement, by the way. I don't think he's retiring here. This is just a formal way of saying, I don't want to go to camp. I don't want to do the preseason stuff. I don't want to do any of this because I've been in the league a long time and there's fluid in my brain or whatever he said. Remember that? He said that there was like fluid in his skull or something the first time he retired. Like, that's probably still the case. And he doesn't
want
to,
that if you want it.
Yeah, sure. He doesn't want to go to camp and do all that stuff that all the other people have to do. So he's going to parachute back in a couple weeks in. But yeah, I mean, I think there's still probably some liquid up there in his skull, I would imagine.
I was walking around. My mood swings were totally like up and down. And I was aware of what was going on with my body and my mind. And that's why I had to walk away. But I get treatment on my head. No lie, like I felt my head. I used to have liquid. It used to be thick. Like my head used to be thicker, like a centimeter of liquid, like in some spots, and you feel it. And I'd be like, what the heck? And like you could put indents in my head.
Okay, so now it's
head squishy.
I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel with him. It really is. But now he goes on to have head trauma post playing career, and he decided to come back twice. Am I a horrible person if I have less compassion for that than I did the first time? You follow me?
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, who knows when he sustained it, right? Like, obviously, he could have done it early in his career, and it wouldn't have mattered coming back. But, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Like, you had the opportunity to retire young. You did retire young. You could have tried to save whatever, you know, aspect of your fitness, whether it's mental fitness or physical fitness or whatever, and you decided to come back and you know, lay more waste to your body. So I understand it. I think it's hard to pinpoint when he would have had the head trauma, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's fair. I could do without the stoogery, the making a complete mockery of retirement. That's all. The first time Gronk retired, retirement was a very serious thing. It was a life decision. It was all of that. This, if this is what it appears to be, which is nothing more than him not wanting to go to camp, and maybe they're not paying him enough to get a full season out of him. If that's all this is, then he's just completely belittling his first presser.
Can I ask you a question? Do you watch the Man in the Arena series? Did you watch that at all?
Very little of it.
Okay, so the one that Gronk was in, and I want to say it was the Eagles Super Bowl one. I forget exactly which one it was. But he said his like the most fun he had that whole season, I'm pretty sure it was the season they lost to the Eagles. The most fun he had that season was the week he was suspended for smashing Trey White. Remember that? He body slammed him and got suspended for a week. And he said, that's the most fun I had that year. My body felt good. I didn't have to play. I didn't have to deal with all the bull crap. Like, I think he's felt this way for a while. He doesn't want to put in all the off-season work, the training camp stuff, because he feels like, especially with Brady, he doesn't need it. He feels like it doesn't apply. And I get why that drives coaches crazy, but I think they've already proved their case. Like, the proof of concept is the Super Bowl ring that they won in Tampa Bay. Not just what they did in New England, what they did in Tampa Bay. I think that's the proof of concept.
It's not the concept of the winning that bothers me. It's this: I'm going to retire today and be back tomorrow. It's just, I think they've turned it into a comic relief. I really do. I look at them. They've made a mockery of the whole thing. You know, again, when he retired the first time.
I know, but if they come back and play at a high level, what's the difference?
It's not about the playing.
Well, it is.
It's not. No, it's not about the. Not for me, it's not.
Okay, but for me, it is. If they come back and they suck, well, then you should have put in more work. If you come back and you're dominant, well, then what's the difference?
Well, then why retire at all? Why not just stay in there and play?
Because they're not retiring. It's a fancy way of holding out. That's all they're doing. They're just holding out and then coming back when they want to.
So this is what I'm getting at. Yeah. I can do without all that stupidity. That's all. I can just do without the stupidity. Let me just jerk everyone around and tell them I'm retiring, and then 2 days later I'll come out of retirement. That it's the jerking around I don't like. It's not to me. It's not related to the football.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. I'll say this. Like, I get what you're saying. I asked you this yesterday. Why not just hold out? Like, why do
exactly?
Okay, but I said that yesterday, and you said, "Well, because it's more final, and it's whatever you said." I don't remember your answer.
I was facilitating.
I called yesterday, and I said this, Naz. But I guess like everybody being like, "Oh, Gronk," and everybody, you know, gives him all this pomp and circumstance on social media, and then he comes back, and it's, "Oh, Gronk again." It's a look at me thing. I guess I understand that, but no, they don't want to put in the work at this point. I don't think either of them have to, quite frankly.
Okay, 617-779-0985. But before I do that, actually, Tommy from Lynn. Tommy, go ahead, pal. What do you got?
All right, this is what I'm going to say about the Patriots. First off, they brought back Beavis and Butthead, coaching Mac Jones. And I don't like that in the second year. So I think Belichick could be fireable this year if they have a bad record. Everyone else in the AFC got better and they got in worse. I want to hear your guys' opinions and I'll hang up and listen. Have a great day. Love
you. All right. You too, Tommy. I agree. I think, you know, we've touched on that in the early part. The odds of Belichick being the first coach fired have gone up. He's now in the middle of the pack with a bunch of other guys in the NFL. He used to be near the very bottom, if not at the bottom. And so the point is, Belichick's not untouchable anymore. Not according to the odds makers, if you will. Arcan will get us caught up on headlines here. We'll come back. We'll continue with your phone calls. Also, we will get back to the Celtics as well. We'll reintroduce them here in this hour. And we'll get to the Red Sox leader in the hour as well. So don't go anywhere. Jones is in for Felger on Felger.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.